The million-dollar question, how was Aaron Rodgers? I'm sure he wasn't able to practice. Do you expect him to play this Sunday?
I don't expect Aaron to practice tomorrow or the next day. You know, I'm Irish Catholic. I believe in miracles. You know, that's how we roll. But we'll see what happens. But I think it's probably unrealistic for him to play this week.
Was Clay Matthews able to – was he able to practice? And do you expect him to be able to play?
Clay went through the normal reps today. We'll see how the week goes.
Now, his brother says he expects him out there. I don't know if he has inside information or not.
That's pretty good information.
What your offense, obviously, everybody always says in these situations, oh, we do the same thing regardless of who the quarterback is. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers was your quarterback. I mean, that's hard. Can you do the same things? And you know, what does it entail getting Seneca Wallace ready when he didn't have training camp with you and he doesn't have a lot of time in your offense?
Well, you know, whatever that percentage is of doing the same thing, you know, I don't have the exact number for you. But, you know, we also have to fit the rest of the offense to our new quarterback. You know, Seneca has a lot of experience. He's been in this style of offense before. So, I mean, there's concepts and things that he's comfortable with. They have to fit the challenge of going against Philadelphia's defense, and also we have to make sure that you know, we're utilizing the strengths of our whole offense. So that's really what this whole thing involves. So I mean, we're going to our plays are going to be called the same. We didn't bring in a totally different. We're not, you know, we're not going to be in the pistol and running the option. You know, if you want some inside scoop there,
okay.
So they don't have to worry about that. But you know, I mean, our offense is going to look similar to what it's been in the past.
And now, Bill, one observation that Bill Davis had was that when Aaron was down, you guys brought the fullback on the field more, ran less three receiver set. Was that based on what Chicago was showing you, or was that based on Aaron not being out there?
Well, you know, really, that's a scheme question. I really don't want to get into specifics of that. And I'm sorry I didn't get you the $20 that Bill gave you to ask that question.
This is kind of new for you, you know, having to bring in a quarterback who doesn't have a lot of experience. I mean, you had Matt Flynn, obviously much, much more grounded in your system. You know, have you ever had to start a quarterback with this little, you know, time with you?
I had one point in my career, the 1 year out in San Francisco, we played four quarterbacks that season. So I'm just trying to think of their experience level. But I'm confident in Seneca. You know, I'm confident in the fact that he's played a lot of football. I mean, this man's been playing quarterback a very long time. So you know, I don't feel like I'm going in, you know, the game with a quarterback that you have to worry about, you know, how big the game is and things like that. So, our biggest challenge is just to get the timing down between, you know, the quarterback and perimeter and just all the little intricacies that every offense has.
Can you kind of talk about what Eddie Lacy brings to your running game? I mean, the past, you know, 4 or 5 years, you guys have pretty much been pretty pass-oriented and stuff, and just kind of like how he's been able to balance that out for you guys this year.
Well, Eddie's a heck of a football player, you know. He's as good as advertised. I mean, he showed in college, and now he's getting better and better, you know, each week for us. So, you know, I look for Eddie just to keep working on the little things, you know, at the running back positions, and you know, particularly to the things that we use him for. He's doing a good job of being a three down back, which, you know, I think it's a real credit to him because it's a challenge for any rookie going into a multiple offensive system. But he's a damn good football player.
I'm sure you scouted Nick Foles coming out of Arizona. What did you remember from him last year, and then what did you see from him in these games this season?
I think Nick does a good job with anticipation. He can make all the throws. I mean, he's always come across to me as someone that has command. You know, it's a new system, and he looks pretty comfortable in it.
What do you make of the Eagles' defense? Obviously, they've been at the bottom of the league in yards all year long. They gave up more than 500 yards last Sunday somehow, even in blowing out the other team. But they've done a little better in terms of points lately. What do you see there?
Well, I think Billy Davis is an outstanding football coach. I had the opportunity to work with Billy. So, I know they're young. It's the first year in their system and in the scheme. Based off our breakdowns, I see it as a unit that's continuing to get better and better each week. So, it's going to be a big challenge for us because I know they're definitely going to, step up and challenge the things that we do.
Your special teams, at least statistically, the coverage units have struggled. Is that the byproduct of a few big returns as the outliers, or is that an area you're concerned about?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. Anytime you look at a big return, you have to look what happened. I think when you evaluate plays, everybody wants to put a win or a loss on it, but I think you have to take your evaluation process a step further and look at it. Was it a positive situation as far as the scheme against scheme, putting players in position to make a play, or if it was a negative where they had a better return scheme against your coverage scheme. So I think, really our returns against us were fundamental breakdowns. And the other part of it too, not making excuses, we've had some changeover in special teams just due to our injuries. Our special teams has been challenged the most of any of our three units, and I feel really good about what they accomplished on Monday Night Football against the Bears.
Your defense, you like to bring like the big guys in against the run and change the front, in the nickel. The Eagles run, obviously, a hurry-up, and they try to keep teams from being able to do that. What's kind of your stance toward that this week?
I'll tell you, when I get my call sheet done Saturday, I'll send that over, too. You guys are unbelievable.
No, I don't want to know what you're going to do. I'm just wondering, is that a problem?
No, that's a challenge. No, they do a great job. I mean, their tempo is outstanding. There's no doubt. You want to defensive linemen, every defensive coordinator, they want to roll their guys. You want certain guys to maybe play a certain number of reps. So, everybody has a plan. And when you have an offense that has the rhythm and timing of Philadelphia, it's definitely stressing that. So we got to be on our game. And our defense goes against a no-huddle offense pretty much primarily since April. So, we have some history with that. But we know we're going to be challenged there.
If I could take you back to Aaron Rodgers' rookie year back in 08, you guys were just coming off the NFC Championship game and you went 6-10. I'm sure people there were kind of up in arms. But what specifically did you kind of see from Aaron that year to kind of make you know that, he was going to be your franchise quarterback? And I guess the context of the question is kind of like, how long does it take before you know if you have a franchise quarterback or not?
Well, my first indication of knowing Aaron was ready to be, an NFL starter. I really felt great about him coming out of the preseason in 07. And then we had a game down in Dallas where November, I think it was, and I think both teams were 10-1 or something. Both had really good records. It was a Thursday night game, and Brett Favre was injured, and Aaron won in the game and played extremely well. So that, to me, that's a huge step in the development of a quarterback. So with that, we felt good about it. The things that he went through in that 08 season were very compelling. He had a shoulder injury against Tampa Bay that he wasn't supposed to play the following week, I think against the Falcons, and he steps in there and makes a big time throw early in the game for a touchdown and goes on and plays. So he overcame a lot of things. So I guess to answer your questions, I would have to say 08 is when we definitely, you always felt like you have one when you draft a guy as talented and Aaron's intellectual and competitive, instinctive. But when you go out and see him perform, I think clearly, his first year as a starter, we knew he had a potential great quarterback.
At the combine, the league meetings, there seemed to be much intrigue about how Chip's offense would do in the NFL. A sample size of 9 games now. What do you see from the offense, and how much different is it from what you see on a week-to-week basis?
Well, I think it's important for any successful offense that, to have an identity, to have an operation, and Chip Kelly definitely has that. So I've been impressed with the things that that they've done in games, but also it is the first year. You can see they made a huge step last week, out there in Oakland. I mean, that's as impressive impressive an offensive performance, you know, that we've probably seen this year. But, I mean, it's 49 points was the end of the third quarter. So, yeah, I mean, I've been impressed with it.